Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast and Moadim L'Simcha. Today, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. May our study of Tehillim, this book of prayers, serve for the zchut of our Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Israel, or for the freedom of our hostages, b'mehera b'yameinu, on this Chag of Cheirut, for all those injured and those displaced from their homes in this war that we are fighting. Chapter 11 that we're going to learn today is part of a series of different chapters which are going to deal with the place of the righteous in the world in which the evil holds sway. And we already started this with our previous chapter. And what's interesting in this chapter is that there is no direct appeal to God. It's almost like a philosophical psalm, a psalm which is discussing how to deal with evil. And we begin with the first line, L'mnatzech leDavid, a song of David, Bashem chasiti. I took protection in God. Eich tomru lenafshi, nodi harchem tzipor. Apparently, this individual who's talking here says, I've taken protection in God in the past. How do you now tell me to leave the country? Nudi, right? That I should navanad. Do you remember with Hevel, Cain and Hevel, that Cain was the murderer and he was told, navanad tieh ba'aretz, you're going to be a ceaseless wanderer. So how do you say to me, wander, harchem tzipor? Now here there are two interpretations. Some people say Nodi Harchem means move away from your mountain, leave Eretz Yisrael. When King David was on the run from King Saul, he had to go into the land of the Philistines and spend several months, maybe even over a year there. And he said, Ki gershuni hayom yistapeach benachalat Hashem leimor lechavod Elohim acherim, that I have been exiled, I have been banished from the land of God. And some people read it in this way. Eich tomru lenafshi, nudi. How do you say to me, wander, harchem tzipor, move away from my land as a bird? That might be the explanation. Rav Samet, and on this chapter I'm going to use the commentary of Rav Elchanan Samet, who's one of the most sophisticated and sensitive readers of Tanakh. I managed to learn with him Sefer Tehillim for an entire year. And he reads it in the following way. Eich tomru lenafshi, nudi harchem tzipor. How do you say to me, you know, escape like a bird to the hills? Because the birds always go to the high places. And he reminds us that there, for example, when we have in the story of Lot, he is in the valley and he is told, Hahara himaleit. Likewise, Joshua's spies who go to the town of Jericho are told, escape to the hills, right? In Tanakh, people in the lowlands, they go to the mountains for protection. A good example of this would be in Tehillim Perek Nun Hei, where we read there, for example, very similar words, where he says, V'omar, and I said, Mi yiteni ever kiona, who will give me a wing like a bird? A'ufa, I will fly, v'eshkona, hine archik nedod, Alin Bamid Barcela, I will wander, I will go to the wilderness. So here we see somebody who is being told, we don't know who's telling him, Eich tomru lenafshi. He's being told to leave. Why? And now let's read Pasuk Bet and Gimel. Ki ne harasha'im yidruchun keshet. The wicked, they bend back their bow, konanu chitzam, they aim their arrows, al yeter lirot b'mo'ofel li'shrelev. They want to shoot their arrows at those who are righteous. When the foundations of society are destroyed, what can the righteous man do? In other words, there are people who are advising the person of this chapter that, you know, there are evil people lying in wait for you. There's danger in the streets. Society is falling apart. Tzadik ma'apa'al, in this environment, you are too gentle, you are too refined, you are a tzadik. You're just going to be eaten up by the mob. And therefore, in the meantime, nudi, Leave, harchem tzipor, go out to the hills like a bird. You have to flee the country, escape, run away. Now is not the time to be in this society. Society, and I actually think about, I mentioned before the parasha of Lot in Sodom, right? Society is apparently so corrupt, the only thing you can do, that society needs to be destroyed, and the righteous people simply need to leave. And that seems to be the story that is being told here. Now, the Meshorer, the author here, is saying, though, Bashem Chasiti, Ech Tomru L'Nafshi Nodi Harechem Tzipor. How can you talk to me that way? So, what's wrong with their advice? What are they saying, which is problematic? It seems like he disagrees with them. So let's take a look at his argument in Pasuk Dalad, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. Hashem Behechal Kodesho, God who is in his holy temple. Hashem Bashamayim Kiso, Hashem who is in the heavens. Interesting, two locations for God, one in his temple, one in the heavens. Einav Yechezu, his eyes can see. Afapav Yivchanu Bnei Adam, so God can discern, his eyes, his gaze, right, can discern mankind, it can search human society. And he says, you know, whether God is in his temple, whether God is in the heaven, he's watching. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, God, and the way Rav Samad explains it is, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, not God will seek out the righteous man, but rather Hashem Tzadik Yivchar, God will choose the righteous, V'rasha V'ohev Chamas Sanarasho, but he who is evil, he who loves violence, God despises. Yam Tero Sheim Pachim Eish V'gofrit, God will rain on the evil. He will raise on them coals and fire and sulfur, like in Sodom. Veruach zalafot, a scorching wind, manat kosam, will be their lot, will be their cup. Ki sadik Hashem tzedakot ahev, yashar yechazu panemo. Because Hashem and righteousness is what God loves. Yashar, the upright, the straight, yechazu panemo. Notice this interesting use of the word Yechezu and Yivchanu. But this is the response of the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik says, I believe in God. God is not going to let society disintegrate. God is not going to, I'm not going to escape to the hills and abandon society. We cannot allow society to be ruled by those people who are full of violence and full of corruption. Hashem is watching. Hashem is watching from his temple. He's watching from the heaven. And he is going to pour destruction on the evil. And he is going to express his love. This notion of God's love, he says it's Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. God will select or will choose the righteous. And at the end, Ki tzadik Hashem tzedakot ohev yashar yechazu panemo. God looks at, God chooses, God loves the righteous, and therefore I'm not leaving, because I really believe that eventually God will come through and God will establish order in society. Here you see two different groups in this chapter. We've got a tzadik who feels such passionate sense that God will establish order. And you've got the people who are trying to give him some friendly advice, who are saying, listen, it's time to get out of here. This place is going down, and you don't want to go down with it. You don't want to be a target of these violent and evil people. I love this chapter because it has two voices in dialogue, two very real voices. And in fact, this was almost like a debate that was happening before the Shoah in Eastern Europe. Some people were saying, we have to get out, we have to maybe go to Israel, we have to leave the country. And others, much of the ultra-Orthodox community, had this very, very deep faith that, no, it's all going to be okay if we hold on to our traditions. God is going to save us. And unfortunately, it was the former opinion, get out of here, Nudi, Harchem Tzipor, get out of here, which were correct. And even though there were groups of righteous people who said, no, Hashem will never let the Rasha, the evildoers, destroy the Tzaddik, they were actually wrong. And those were many of the ultra-Orthodox communities who perished in the Holocaust. So this becomes a fascinating, fascinating discussion, a little too close to home possibly, but highly realistic. That's it for today. Mo'adim l'simcha, and see you tomorrow. Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?